This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was in touch in the far as back as 2015 with a Russian who offered political synergy to the Trump election campaign. Prosecutors are recommending a substantial amount of prison time for Cohen. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller judges former Trump fixer Michael Cohen's cooperation significant. The U.S. attorney? Not so much. Cohen has pleaded guilty to charges brought by both, in Mueller's case, lying to Congress about the extent of candidate Trump's business dealings in Moscow, in the federal prosecutor's case, about his own tax evasion and campaign finance violations for helping to pay off alleged Trump paramours. The special counsel says Cohen should get due consideration for his cooperation when he's sentenced, but the letter filed by federal prosecutor Robert Kuzami recommends Cohen get only modest credit. He's to be sentenced Wednesday. Warren Levinson, New York.
CFO for the Chinese tech giant Huawei, Meng-Wan Zhou, was in a Canadian court facing charges in the U.S. related to business dealings with Iran. A Chinese trade expert Amanda DeBus says Meng's arrest is not disconnected from the U.S.-China trade dispute.
This certainly gives the United States a bargaining chip in terms of the much larger U.S.-China trade issues. And so certainly this feeds right into the Trump initiative to have a 90-day negotiating period with the government of China.
President Trump tweeted that the China talks are going well. Top Democrat in the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, warns the U.S. is being outgunned in cyberspace, already having lost its competitive advantage to Russia, while China is rapidly closing in. Trump administration unveiled a new national cyber strategy in September, calling for more aggressive response to online threats. This is VOA News. Germany's Christian Democrats have elected a new party chief to replace Chancellor Angela Merkel. That story now from Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue.
Angela Merkel bowed out as leader of her Christian Democrats on Friday. The German Chancellor gave an emotional speech to her party as it met to pick her successor. Merkel's protege, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, was given that role. She is seen as a continuity candidate to Merkel's politics and has now moved into pole position to become Germany's next Chancellor. Her rival was Friedrich Merz. He's a critic of Merkel, who questioned the constitutional guarantee of asylum to all, quote, politically persecuted people. Merkel announced her decision to step down as party chief in October. She is remaining as chancellor in an effort to manage her exit after a series of setbacks.
Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue, United States accusing Russia and Syria fabricating a story about chemical weapons use by Syrian rebels. Rebels' defense ministry has said on November 24th, Syrian rebels fired grenades containing chlorine near the government-held city of Aleppo. Syrian state media also reported that account. A man who drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in the U.S. state of Virginia has been convicted of first-degree murder for killing a woman in an attack that inflamed long-simmering racial and political tensions across the country. The jury rejected arguments that James Alex Fields Jr. acted in self-defense during a Unite the Right rally in August of 2017. Jurors also convicted Fields of eight other charges, including aggravated malicious wounding and hit and run, the women witnessing that what happened.
A lot of us still have to go home at night and cope with all that we saw that day. So just because he was found guilty, this is not over. This is not over. This is just a start to let people know, don't think that you can come here and do this type of stuff and get away with it.
21-year-old Fields drove to Virginia from his home in the state of Ohio to support the white nationalist. As a large group of counter-protesters marched, he stopped his car, backed up, then sped off into the crowd. U.S. Space Agency's Mars lander has captured the first sounds of Martian wind. Here's how it sounded. Low-frequency rumblings were collected by the InSight lander during the first week of operations on Mars. Wind is estimated to be blowing between 16 and 24 kilometers per hour. Researchers are saying that these are the first sounds from Mars to be detected by human ears. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.